Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 6:21 to 29. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask me for anything you want, and I will give it to you." And he promised her with an oath, "Whatever you ask, I will give you, up to half my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" "The head of John the Baptist," she answered. At once the girl hurried into the king with the request, "I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. Think with me, dear friends, on the theme, the danger of pride and peer pressure. This passage paints a tragic tale of the pitfalls of pride, the weight of rash promises, and the severe consequences of societal pressures. Herod was intoxicated by the dance and the atmosphere of the banquet, and wanting to impress his guests, made a rash promise to Herodias' daughter. He was trapped by his own words when she requested John the Baptist's head. Here is a king who, despite having immense power, is swayed and trapped by his need to maintain face and honor in front of his guests. His internal conflict is palpable, yet he allows external pressures to dictate his actions, resulting in a grave injustice. The story serves as a reminder that positions of power and authority come with grave responsibilities. It is not only about making promises, but understanding the implications and weighing them against moral standards. The momentary pleasure and the need to conform or impress should never overshadow ethical and moral judgments. Additionally, the role of Herodias and her daughter illustrates how vengeance and grudges can poison one's heart and lead to disastrous outcomes. Their animosity towards John leads them to exploit a vulnerable moment, resulting in a tragic end. Dear friends, this passage also teaches us about the need to remain grounded in core values and principles. It emphasizes the importance of introspection, of pausing before making decisions, and of not allowing societal pressures or the desire to conform to compromise our values. The world may press us to conform, to make decisions out of pride or fear of judgment. Yet we are called to stand firm in our convictions, to let our yes be yes and our no be no. In seeking God's wisdom, we are provided with discernment to navigate the pressures of this world and the strength to resist temptations that lead us astray. Reflect on these two questions. One, are there times when you have allowed the opinions or pressures of others to sway your decisions, leading to regret or harm? 2. How can you seek God's wisdom in future decisions, ensuring they align with His will and not merely worldly influence? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, recognizing the many pressures and temptations that surround us daily. We pray for wisdom to discern right from wrong, strength to stand firm in our convictions, and the grace to learn and grow from our mistakes. Help us not to be swayed by the world, but to keep our eyes firmly fixed on you. In moments of decision, may we seek your guidance and lean not on our own understanding. Keep our hearts humble, our spirits receptive, and our paths straight. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.